96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. So being in management for a number of years, I've had to often make announcements, some good, some not good. And I find the best way to do it is to just say what needs to be said off top, and then you can kind of get into what you can get into afterward. So I wanted to let you all know, because I have respect for a lot of you, and I like you, and you're nice people, most of you, that I'm ending my show. So tomorrow's broadcast of The Revolution will be the last broadcast of The Revolution. There are a multitude of things that went into my decision, but ultimately that doesn't matter so much in the grand scheme of things, because the show will end. There is no acrimony involved in that decision. There's no bad blood. There's no beef. I'm just ending the show, which is a shame, I know, because a lot of you really like it, and a lot of you listen in, and look to me for perspective and for context, and for information that may not be as readily available. And we do have, I encourage free debate, which I think is important in a democracy. So I didn't want to leave without saying goodbye, and I didn't want to not give you time to process it. And I've known about this all week, for certain, but I wanted to not come back and hit you with a blow, and then I say, let's do it before the last day, and we'll go from there. A little later in the show, we'll be talking about the Ministry of the Environment, by the way. So that's what I wanted to announce to you. And I found in life that it's best to just announce what it is up front, and then you can get into other determinations. So, you know, I'm not going to get too much into the why, but I want you to know that it has been an honor to have this platform and to speak with you and to walk and learn and grow with you and to even argue with you. You know, again, free debate, I encourage. What I want to say is, and people form a certain perception, and what part of that's on me and part of that's on just people who are going to think what they want to think and look at whatever they want to look at, how they look at it. But I've always tried to do what's in the interest of the nation, what's in the interest of the greater good. And some corns get mashed along the way. People have been offended, some people, and I didn't mean to offend if I did. And a lot of people have been very happy that we've elevated the discourse and really probed and looked into what is going on with our country. And I think that that's what I want to continue to happen. I want you to be good to each other. And I want you to be good to yourself. And I want you to be good to your country. I want you to build up yourselves into the kind of hardworking, honest, patriotic, fair, responsible Bahamians that I know you can be. And as you work on building up yourself, I want you to work on trying to build up each other. And if we build up ourselves and build up each other, then we can all build a better Bahamas. That's what I care about. I care about the Bahamas. I'm a writer for a living, and I don't know that I have the words to express how much I love our country. Even with all of its multitude of challenges, I've always wanted to make the country better. And I've clashed often with people's personal interests that they perhaps thought made the country better, or that they perhaps were just coming from a point of a complete disingenuousness. But it's always been about building the country, and that's what I want for you. I want you to continue to do that. And I think that Guardian Radio has helped do that. And I think that I've in some way helped to do that. And for that, it's all been worth it. That and the money. But for building the country, it's been all worth it. It's been 8 years, I think. And I'm gonna miss you. But this is the decision that I've made, and it's the best decision for me and my family at this time. And I will miss you. I'll miss speaking with you. I'll miss talking with you. I'll miss being outraged by some narrow perspectives. I'll miss being enlightened by a lot of you out there who are just really smart and thoughtful and quick and empathetic and can understand that logic and rationale plays a part in everyday life and in the history of a country, but also the humanity in each of us is why we keep continuing to try to build this country. All right? I wanted to help you to understand that we're not robots. We're not shells of human beings. And we can be critical of each other. And sometimes we're even insulting to each other, even if we don't mean to be. Sometimes we do mean to be or intend to be harsh. But at the end of the day, we're human beings who experience this plane of existence through a range of emotions. And sometimes they're appropriate and sometimes they're not, but they are what they are, and we have to try to understand them. I want you to be good to each other. I want you to build each other and build yourselves. I want you to hold yourselves accountable. Hold first yourself accountable. Understand the dynamics of whatever situation you're in, how you got there, even though it may not be your fault. But always, always, always hold yourself accountable, because there are factors outside of your control. Always. But start by holding yourself accountable, and then you could deal with all the rest. Hold yourself accountable, then hold each other accountable. We aren't all going to have the same values. We're not all going to have the same mores. We're not all going to have the same point of view. But we have to hold each other accountable. If you say you're going to do something, you have to do it. And if you can't do it, then explain to me why. This is why I get frustrated with government. Because the capacity for people in positions of power or poised to be in positions of power to make promises, to give assurances, to state what they will do, and then just not do it. And on top of not owning up to not doing it, try to paint and frame a narrative that it's somebody else's fault, that you didn't do what you were supposed to do and you said you would do. It infuriates me. It's infuriating. I have not always been accountable to myself and to everyone I should be accountable to in my life. And that is not a good thing, but I recognize it and I try to be as accountable as possible. Because we have to be strong. We have to stand up straight and take responsibility for ourselves and what is our responsibility. We can't shirk our responsibilities for others to take care of them. All right? Be accountable. Be forthright. The biggest example of unaccountability that I can think of in recent times would have been this whole BPL situation. And I did it not because I wanted to be proven right. I did it, I talked about it not because I wanted to say, look at how badly someone is performing. I did it because I understand the situation to be one thing, but you're telling me it's something else. Why are we doing that? Why are we not just discuss? The situation is what it is. So I tell you I'm ending my show, right? I'm not going to come back, oh, Dwight and all this. Da, da, da. No, no, no. I'm ending the show, right? That is what it is, okay? The fuel charge has to go up. Now, you're the government. You told me before that wasn't going to happen. Explain to me why that's happening, okay? Since you're the government. This just is the situation. I don't want to get... I can't do anything about changing the fuel charge. I can't do anything about it but not pay my BPL bill and live in darkness. That's just the situation. So now that we're there, be accountable. You're in the chair. That's what happened. All these flying narratives and stuff and calling us dishonest, it's wasting all of our time. Sorry, I need a water break there. So I'd ask that of you, that you do those things for yourself and you do those things for your country. I want to have a better country. I grew up in a Bahamas that was by no means perfect. But I had, despite all the challenges my parents went through, I had such a great experience. And I had within my heart a sense of promise that I could have such a wonderful life with my family in the Bahamas that I envision. And make no mistake, I do have a wonderful life. The promise for me has very much been fulfilled. I don't know what purpose God is really using me for, that he has blessed me so abundantly. And I know that blessings can be taken away. But I have had a wonderful life. I've worked hard, but I've also been very fortunate. But too many people have not had that promise that I saw the Bahamas could be fulfilled. And I used to not be mature enough to understand that it's not just the government. All right, the government must be held accountable. And sometimes the government is really bad and bad for the country. And in those instances, I do speak out if I truly believe that. All right, but it's everyone has to play their part because the government's only made up of us. Too many people have not had the promise and wonder that I saw fulfilled. My father was going through extreme legal challenges when I went from about age 13 or so, 14. And even when I went off to go to school and they made that happen, and that wasn't an easy feat, I still had a sense of great promise. I graduated high school in 1994, okay? That's almost 30 years ago. And I thought that there would be this great sense of promise when I came home. There was this great sense of promise, and I thought that when I came home, they would have... I was naive, but I don't think I was out of the realm of possibility with my expectation. I thought that the groundwork would be laid for the people who did things right and did what they say you should do to have successful, comfortable lives. And I found that some of the groundwork had been laid, but a lot of stuff was just left so far behind that the dream was out of reach for so many. So I thought that I could come back and I could find affordable housing, okay, in a nice area. Let me tell you how old I am. I remember when they put Elizabeth Estates there. I'm not knocking Lizzie by any means at all. But the sense of pride and amazement and hope for the future that the government could do this for so many people who never had homes, that you could build hundreds of affordable homes and that are nice. All right, those homes in Elizabeth Estates, I don't know how all are now, they were nice homes that people were proud to have. And a lot of us thought that's going to be the future. We're going to keep doing that, and we're going to be fine. And we just haven't put all hands on deck enough to make it happen. Right? We got to keep working at this country. We got to keep building it. We got to keep trying to make the dream possible for those around us while helping those who are around us and who are coming up understand that nothing's free. That if you want a good life, you got to work too. You got to build too. Everyone's not going to build it for you. So we hold the government accountable, but we also hold ourselves accountable. And we make sure that we're being good people and good Bahamians. You believe what you choose to believe. I believe there's a God. And I believe that... Shut up, Siri. I believe there's a God, and I believe that in his divine brilliance, he's put all this in place and is guiding us in order to achieve the peak and ultimate outcome for humanity. And so for those of you who do believe, I would say your faith's going to waver, but try to hold on to it. For those of you who don't believe, it is my duty as a Christian to tell you the good news of Jesus Christ, which is that he died for your sins so that you could spend eternity with your heavenly Father. And if you give your life to Christ, then you will have eternal life. All right? I believe that. And for those of you who do believe, I want you to continue to believe and put one foot in front of the other, and I don't know what God has planned for any of us, but keep on going until we start to understand what his purpose is for us and what we're doing in life. All right, I'm not the best Christian, but I'm trying, and I want you to try too. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk some more about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Jr. combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken Jr. sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. Because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Tap and go, tap and go, for you, for me.
Makes life easy.
Slow to,
tap and go,
tap, 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 tap,
swipe this, swipe that, and go, go, scan this, scan that, and go, go.
Save money every day,
anytime for life on the go.
Tap and go, get your rewards for life on the go. Lotus, 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 tap and go,
tap, tap, tap,
tap,
tap.
Here
we go.
J. S. Johnson Insurance.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. I'm calling to let you know that in case you're just tuning in, I have announced earlier that I am ending the Revolution. Tomorrow will be our last broadcast, and I just wanted to let you know how much of a pleasure it's been. Has it been all rainbows and butterflies and unicorn poop? No. But I don't necessarily look at life through that sort of lens. I try to look at the entire aspect of all of it and the good that we've done together, the mysteries that we've unraveled together. I feel like we're Scooby-Doo, right? We're like Scoob and the gang. I don't know who I'd be. Fred? Would I be Fred? I'd be Fred. they be trying to diss Fred, like Fred, you know what I mean? Ain't really about it. I'd be Fred, and you guys are the gang. Who are you, Kermie? You Scooby? Shaggy? Oh, boy. All right. Let me get to some of your messages. Because we're going to be talking with environment for a little bit in the second hour. I just want to tell you how much how great it's been with all of you. You know, it's been great. The overall aspect of it, at times frustrating, but overall it's been great. A lot of people are going to be happy that I'll no longer be on air, and some people will be sad. I just got a call today from Chef Simeon Hall Jr. I got a message from him today telling me like how people are just coming up to him, telling him how much they love when we're on air together, and I'm so gonna miss that. I'm so gonna miss learning and growing with you. I want you to remain curious, right? The sense of curiosity that you had as a child, keep that. Hold on to that. All right. Remain curious. Try to understand all that you can. And it's okay to know your limitations in a particular field. There are things that I don't understand and I try to understand. I need someone to explain to me. But remain curious, all right, and thoughtful and probative, always. All right, we'll get in some of your text messages. This says, congrats, Juan. We all have to grow and seek out what's best for us. You've been a beacon of light, holding both parties accountable throughout your years in print and media. In life, family should always come first over country, and if more men would take this stand and put the family structure first, our country would be so much further ahead. But that's a topic for another day. I wish you well, my brother. Long live the revolution. Thank you. Says it ain't April 1st, you know, one. Love you long time. Thanks for the good years. Loyal listener every day since Hurricane Matthew. Hurricane Matthew, my God. So good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. You've just broken my heart. You'll certainly be missed. May God's richest blessings be upon you and your family. Says, well, talk show's gone to the dogs, then if you ain't on air, only talk show with fair and balance, you'll be missed. Thanks so much. I think, you know, they'll be fine. Says, what, Juan, I don't care who's your replacement. You're replaceable. We'll be greatly missed. You're gone. I'm gone. I'm serious. I think you should stick around. Good day, Mr. McCartney. Thanks for being a family man. Please make sure you do the vetting of the new person for your spot on air. You're so patient and understanding, almost like a priest. Continue the great work to you and your family. Is the PLP? Did the PLP offer you a gig too? No. Negative. I'm not crazy. Not knocking anyone who went with a gig with the PLP. Just not me. It says, you're loved, valued, and appreciated. Unbelievably sad to hear the show slash program is ending, but you said it's the best decision for you and your family. Who can argue with that? Thank you. I miss you already. I'll miss you too. So, good morning, Juan. Season's greetings and best wishes to you and your family. I feel your passion for this country, and I feel the same way. I respect your comments to me. You're a serious talk show host. Your views are compatible with my views. Besides religion, keep up the commentary and speak for the masses. Thank you. And again, you choose to believe as you choose to believe. And then, I've always thought that you have to allow people the space to be who they are. It says Elizabeth Estates was operative word was. citizens have to take accountability and put some work in to maintain what was given. For the most part, that community is derelict. We have to contribute as citizens as well. The narrative lately is give, 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 but we many citizens are not accountable or contributing to this Bahamas. Yeah, and we gotta chip in. We gotta chip in. Right? We gotta do our part. Like, find something useful for yourself to do for the country. And we have, and this selfish mindset that only I matter. Certainly take care of yourself. No one is suggesting you should not. Look out for yourself. You'd be a fool not to. But to not look out for anyone besides yourself obliterates the entire purpose of humanity. All right? It's life is a cycle. You're not an AI, no matter what Elon Musk says. Right? We're here. If we're lucky, we'll have children. We take care of them. They grow into great people, and they in turn take care of us. All right? If you're lucky, and it's frustrating, but give yourself that space to be human. All right? When I took, my mother took such great care of us as kids, and my father as well. Was took such great care of us, and when she got sick and she started having the vascular dementia on top of other issues, I didn't understand it. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But I would do it again 100 times. I would do it again 100 times, and that. Now I'm going to get sad. That she died while I was doing everything possible, myself and my siblings, to take care of her was a comfort. That sounds weird, but it was a comfort. Because if I hadn't done everything I could do to take care of her, if I hadn't been a dutiful son, I couldn't live with myself. And she had passed. I could not have lived with myself. So let's take care of each other. We're humans. That's what we do. We're here for a limited time until God calls us home. And that's all we can do, is do our best. This is one I've listened to you over the years, and while I've never called in as an avid listener of your show, I've always learned from you. I'm truly grateful for your contributions and wish you continued success. Thank you very much. It says, all the very best to you. You're a rare and honorable man. Thank you very much. On a lighter note, has anyone chimed in that the PLP has bought you out? No, no one's chimed in. Listen. I don't know if I've not made this clear. I'm available for sale. Okay? I go do nothing strange. But if you have something that's incredibly well resourced, that the PLP specifically wants me to do, I'm not opposed to listening to them. This is a free market, right? So I see no problem working with the political party. I'm not, but I see no problem with it. It says, oh no, your show is one of my faves. I listen intently every day. Thank you for the revolution. I wish you much success. No one breaks it down for us like you do, Juan. Thank you very much. It says, wherever you go, I go. This is a horrible way to start the new year. Talk radio is a part of many of our lives, and you stand for the people. Please reconsider. Unfortunately, that consideration has already been done, and therefore, that is why I'm announcing. It says, Juan, I'm sad. I definitely wish you all the best, as you deserve it. I'll miss your voice, your blunt personality. I will find you on your blog, LOL. Yeah, I mean, I told you, I have some ideas. I told you that I do. I do have some ideas that aren't necessarily talk radio. Do we take another break, Kermie? Let's take another break and we'll be back.
Much going on in the world today? Only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Jr. combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken Jr. sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Tap and go, tap to that, for you, for me.
Makes life easy. Lotus bringing the heat.
Lotus, 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 tap and go.
Tap and go,
tap to that.
Swipe this, swipe that, and go, go. Scan this, scan that, and go, go.
Save money every day.
Anytime for life on the go. Tap and go, get your rewards for life on the go. Lotus, 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 tap and go.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I wanted to just let you know again that I've announced that I'm ending the show. Tomorrow will be our last broadcast. Our next guest will be our last guest. So we'll end that off. That way. All right. We'll get to some of your messages here. In a moment. Pardon me. It says, oh, my word, Juan, I can't believe you're ending the revolution. I'm going to miss you, Juan. You're so informative, very intelligent. I learned a lot from you. I wish you all the best to you and your family. Guardian Radio won't be the same without you. Take care, bro. Congrats. Whatever it is you're going to do. I'm crying. Don't cry. Everything's going to be fine. Good day, one. I'm going to miss you and your show, bro. No one can replace who you are and were to listen to 12 to 2. I'm sad, but I'm watching the U.S. news and this drug pill, fentanyl, I hope, don't ever make it across our border. What say you? I'm saying fentanyl's probably already here. Because they use it to cut, like, ecstasy and all this other stuff. Because now a man wants to say it ain't so. Well wishes, man. I'm going to miss all the information you provided over the years. I've been tuned in. Thank you. It says, I love your show. Thank you. It says, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. You host the best talk show. I'm going to miss listening to you. I wish you all the best in your future plans. Much love and respect always. Oh, someone did point out to me that I shouldn't say things like I'm for sale. I don't mean that I'm for sale. That's not the case. You can't just buy me off. I'm willing to entertain legitimate business propositions. Okay? So that's what I meant to say. Says, good day, McCartney. 12 to 2, Monday to Friday won't be the same. I'll miss you. Can you do me at least one favor and ask the PLP to please remove the dingy boat from the six-leg roundabout? Yeah, why is that boat still there? Says, Juan, I know how you go. Something happened that upset you, and your response was instead of bowing, you're ending the show. No, that's not at all what happened. I hope after the dust is settled, you'll consider the good that your show has brought to this country and reconsider your decision. Sometimes a true revolutionary must be a martyr to the cause. I hope you have a mind change, my brother. Viva la revolution. Well, I appreciate it, but as I said, there's no acrimony, there's no argument, there's no disagreement. The says and the dingy flag of British Columbia, and that I am so grateful for the opportunity that I've been given by the owners of the Guardian. And they know that. And they are very aware of why I've come to my decision. And it's not a decision. I don't make life-impacting decisions lightly. It says, just tuned into the show. Are you leaving the show to move to the Family Islands like you always said you do? Not yet. I'm headed there, though. I bet money on that. Says, I listen from North Carolina, not every day, but enough to really bring a lot of perspective in different areas. I hope you continue to excel wherever your foot will be planted. Continue to take care of your lovely wife and children. Take care of yourself. Thank you. I will take care of myself. All right, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy a big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
So sorry, that's my third start. This is going to be the third start, but the first time you heard me after the news break, so I apologize. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm Juan McCartney. Very good to have you with us. We're going to be having a discussion for a while, about the Ministry of the Environment and what's going on there. Okay? Joining me today, I got Arina Pifram, who's the Assistant Director at the Ministry of the Environment. And I also have Keith Philippe, who's the Senior Office and Project Manager. And I have Cordero Johnson, who's also a Project Manager at the Ministry of Environment. So help me understand what it is, first of all, the Ministry of the Environment does. Help me and the listeners understand.
Well, Mr. McCartney, first of all, it's not so much the Ministry of Environment that we represent. Mm-hmm. We fall under the umbrella, but we represent the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection.
Oh, they didn't tell me that. That's a key, critical piece of information. Okay, well, that's entirely different. I do understand what the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection does, but help our listeners to understand.
Well, the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection was formed by an act of Parliament in December of 2019. The department was formerly the BEST Commission, and we took over the duties of the commission, but now we took them over with statutory powers and regulatory powers, which enable us to go from an advisory body to a body that legislates and reviews and has the power to, when necessary, stop harmful environmental developments throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Gotcha, absolutely. So now that we know that, let's talk about some things that are going on. So what environmental projects do we currently have going on that are big ticket items that you guys are overseeing, that you guys are planning, that you could talk about, that the public should be aware of?
Well, the department is overseeing quite a few projects, both from the commercial development by foreign direct investment. We're also overseeing projects through our partnership with the UN and the JEF. My colleagues, Mr. Philippe and Mr. Johnson, will talk more about UN projects as they both manage critical projects right now. I oversee mostly development projects, depending, and that is projects such as Lighthouse Point for Disney, the Blue Water Key proposed development. Mm-hmm. Any major development that comes through the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that once they've received tentative approval from the National Economic Council, they have to do what is called an environmental impact assessment to determine the impact that their project will have on the physical environment. Mm-hmm. Once that is done, the art department steps in and we review said project. We, thanks to the legislation, we now have the ability to not only review, but engage the public in the review system, because now, thanks to legislation, we have what is called the public consultation mandatory process. It is mandatory by law that any major development must go through public consultation. And the documents, the environmental documents, must be made available to the public, and they must, public feedback must be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Is there a threshold for, like, the size of the project? Where does you guys get involved? Or, like, if I'm building a house, I don't get to fool with y'all. But, or is it something different?
If you're building a house, yes, right, you still have to come to us. But at the discretion of the director, you would have to go through, for Juan McCartney building a two-story house for him and his family on 100 by 100 piece of land. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to go to public consultation. You still got to do the public. You still have to do the environmental review, and you still have to do the assessment of the property.
Okay, good.
But Juan McCartney, building Juan McCartney subdivision.
Right. I got to come check.
You got to come. We go through a much longer process.
Right. You know, I wanted to ask you, too, and this seems off the beaten path, but it is something that I wonder about. Like, how come we didn't develop a proper sewer system in Nassau? Like, I see that some developments have them, but for the most part, we've allowed people to dig cesspits, and I think we've done some damage to the water table with that as well. Why is that? Anyone can jump in. Don't be afraid to talk.
That is
I know he's the boss, but...
That is historically a question that I would like an answer to as well. Mm-hmm. We have, lately, with subdivisions and new projects, we've moved away from allowing cesspits, and a lot of new subdivisions have in their covens that they do not do cesspit. They're putting in mm-hmm. water treatments, but... why this happened, I would have to address the question of Water and Sewage Corporation. Mm-hmm. In my non-affiliated opinion, mm-hmm. I think it's a matter of capital investment mm-hmm. and where the government has prioritized the need to put capital in other investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's strange to me that we've that we've done that. I find that to be exceedingly odd and a great challenge. But I digress. All right, let's talk about... some of the other issues that we got going on. So a lot of people may not know this, but we have in the Bahamas, not that we follow them very closely all the time, but we have in the Bahamas some of the most robust environmental legislation, laws on the planet. And I wonder if people do understand how complex it is, particularly with the last amended Environmental Act that they passed during the last administration. How do you guys manage all that? How do you guys make sure that that's being adhered to? You talk. Yeah.
Good question. Thank you so much, Mr. McCartney and Guardian Radio and my distinguished colleagues here. It is one of the most sweeping landmark legislations in the country that has been in the developing for almost a decade now. We've had several drafts come across our table, and it was finally, I'm relieving to see one that was approved, one that makes sense, one that doesn't stifle development as a lot of people think. It actually helps development, but it helps development in a responsible way so that everybody benefits and the country's environmental resources are preserved, conserved, protected for the benefit of all Bahamians. Now, what's interesting about this this piece of legislation is that it covers so much. It covers more than the predecessor to the DPP covered. And Mr. Pyfrom alluded to some of that earlier in terms of accountability. You now have public consultation meetings before mm-hmm. you. So you can't just ransack something or push it through avenues or channels. The public has to be involved, and they are part of the decision-making process. Right. So that was novel and milestone in implementing. There's several other things that I won't talk about now, mm-hmm. but that's just one of a few.
Now I gotta say this probably aren't is in you guys, and I'm not trying to pull you into anything or go nuclear on anyone, but when I live off Village Road, so you maybe can anticipate where I'm going. When I look at what's happening with Village Road, and does that include you guys? It
yes,
has
it
to,
does.
Right?
Yes, it does.
So answer me this, though. And you say public consultation. They had public consultation before they did the start of the road project. I know that. Then they decided to go build a roundabout. Nobody told us about that until they started doing that. So why was there not consultation with that? There's consultation afterward. They go, oh, yeah, by the way, we're building a roundabout. That's why it's taken so long. And it wasn't in the original plan that was released.
It was in the original environmental documents.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that. I'm going to take your word for it because you weren't there. I'm going to go relook at the thing that they sent us in the consultation group and see what happens.
In the environmental management plan for the Village Road project, all of that, the only thing now that I will give you, yes, it wasn't addressed initially, was the extensive repairs. They were always supposed to do some pipe repairs, so when they started the excavation, the repairs were more extensive than they originally planned, and that is another reason for the delay. But the rerouting and the reworking of the entrance by QC and the retreat was in the environmental management plan.
Okay. Well, I don't recall that, but okay, fair enough. Now, this has nothing to do with you guys. There are three guys with a backhoe who have been at my corner since Christmas Day, digging and filling the exact same hole over and over and over. I am amazed. But that's nothing to do with you guys. Just since we brought Village Road up, I thought I would share that. It weighs on my soul at times. So tell us about some of the other issues that are going on. Recently we had the project that's going out by Albany, and there was an uproar with that, and I found very interesting. I know you can't get into it, this aspect of it, but what I found very interesting is the Minister of the Environment himself said he had issue with the project. And then I see the project get approved. That's probably something you don't want to get into.
Mr. McCarty, I will answer that question. Mm-hmm. And I will. The project was reviewed. The project went through public consultation. Now, here is where I say the system is falling down, and it's not on my department's part. Mm-hmm. It's on the part of the public.
Okay.
The people who had concerns about this project, mm-hmm. who are airing them now, did not turn up during public consultation.
Mm. That's the problem.
The public consultation process is this. Once the initial environmental documents, the EIA, has been reviewed and vetted by my department, mm-hmm. it is put in the public domain for 14 business days. From the public, the developer has to run ads in the local media, newspaper, and any other media, social media or media platform for 14 business days, not 2 weeks, but 14 business days. Mm-hmm. Then we have a public consultation. The public consultation can be one of two ways. It can be virtual or it can be in person. We've also had hybrid public consultation meetings. That meeting was held. I will tell you, the people who raised concerns, I'm not saying their concerns are not valid, mm-hmm. but they were not at that meeting. They did not turn up.
So the public is, it's too late now. Yeah.
No, it's not so much too late now. I mean, but after the meeting, the public has 21 days, 21 business days in which to make their concerns or concerns known. Mm-hmm. Their concerns, they are sent to both the developer and the department.
Okay.
I will tell you, as the person who reviewed that document, that I was waiting, hoping so people will. Only thing we can do after that is done, mm-hmm. is make sure that the project is managed in a way,
right.
that, and we put restrictions and in the certificate of environmental clearance, that if they waver from it, we can pull or issue a cease and desist or void their CEC. Mm-hmm. But by law, they did what was required of them. They addressed the concerns that the department put forward.
Mm-hmm. I'm clarify for me the intersection, if there is one, of the Department of Environmental Health and the Department of Environmental Protection.
Both fall under the Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources, but whereas the Department of Environmental Health Services, they are more concerned with how the environment affects the health of the nation, the people specifically, the Department of Environmental Protection and Planning are more concerned with the physical environment of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Say that again for me.
DHS mm-hmm. is concerned with the health of how the environment affects the health of the people. That's why it says environmental health.
Department of Environmental Protection
is concerned with the physical
health of the country.
With the physical environment. We're concerned with the physical environment. We're partners.
I got it. Okay, good. So things that would impact people directly.
Yes, that's why they have battery control,
right.
the fogging and all that, and the garbage,
right.
and a lot of other things as well,
yeah.
like testings for the water samples and things through their public analyst labs, all those things. But they're also concerned about the physical environment, but their concern is how that physical environment is affecting you. Mm-hmm. Like, example, past the marathon fuel issue, they were concerned with the long-term effect of that, the leaks from that fuel into the marathon water table, especially for people who had wells. Therefore, how that was affecting their health. Our concern in a situation like that would be the cleanup, how it's affecting the physical environment, how so could that physical environment, again, be usable or accessible by the people,
mm-hmm.
by the people. So Yes, gotcha. The environment is a major concern for both because we're under the same ministry, but we have different duties.
So someone's saying that, can you ask these folks how many are on their team slash committee? How's it funded? Are current proposals available for public scrutiny online? Yeah, that's a great, great question.
Yes. Most of all the projects that have come before our department since the department was formed are available online. Not every developer has to create a website, and that website has to be kept up and running until that project has reached completion. Mm-hmm. So every project that we have issued a CEC for our development is online and can be found. Also, our department, sadly, is right now a young department and a small department that covers the entire Carmel to the Bahamas.
Right.
We have, I think, about 10 environmental offices for the entire Carmel to the Bahamas.
Yeah, so I don't get how you, it's how you could possibly police all that's going. You know what I mean? I don't get it. Like, because you're so few people, and it's such a vast area.
Partnership with other departments, we use the resources that are available to us. We have partnerships with the Ministry of Works and their engineers on their separate islands. We have partnership with our sister organization, DHS. Mm-hmm. Also, we use technology. One of the key things we use is the Best Protect 242 app, which allows people to report things that they're concerned about anonymously. So therefore...
Okay. So let me ask you this. Because again, Department of Environmental Health, Department of Environmental Protection, water table, who deals with that? You guys?
Both.
You both deal with it?
Yes.
I gotcha. So if, you know, your neighbor's got 12 cars leaking oil in his yard, that's you guys or that's...
That's both.
That's both. Okay, you both come deal with it.
Especially if those cars are not been maintained or they're just not moving, almost like derelict vehicles, then it would be DHS.
Okay.
But...
Yeah, well, there's actually more than just departments under the Ministry of Environment that deal with water quality and ensuring the availability of water and the physical aspects of water access, etc. Water and sewage also deals with water water quality to a certain extent, and aptly so. And so it's like the United States, you know, the neighbors next door. You have several federal agencies that deal with forestry.
Right.
Biological resources, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Each in their very own niche way.
Yeah.
And so we share what's called co-remittance over the management of those kind of water resources.
Okay, excellent. Go ahead.
The project that I'm working on actually is in the process of developing conservation plans to protect those areas, those water tables, blue holes, aquifers. They're gonna have two land use plans, one for Andrus and one for Abaco. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have one for New Providence as well. That's going to be able to protect the overall biodiversity and look at the valuation of it. So basically put a financial number to it.
Mm,
so that's actually ongoing on the project right now.
Excellent. All right, we got a caller. Let's do a call. Put your headphones on. Do you hear it? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCarthy.
Hey, how's it going? Afternoon.
I'm happy that they mention about the water quality and the reflection on what happened in Marathon. My question is there any proactive steps around all service stations to check on water quality before something actually flares up?
Okay, good question. Yeah. Anyone want to jump in on that?
The Department of Environmental Health Services and their public analyst lab especially, they deal a lot with the service stations, especially the monitoring wells that's supposed to be around all underground storage tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tested and monitored regularly. Also, the Ministry of Works Volatile Section conducts yearly exams and auditing of the piping from the tanks to the dispensers to ensure that there are no leaks and the pipes are still holding pressure. So it is numerous agencies that look into those things and monitor those things.
Okay, good. All right, so tell people how they can get in touch with you, how they can contact you. Some person says, I sent a letter registered to this department. A person has about 100 derelict cars on a property occupied by a family, and as of today, no response. Can I get a phone contact? So, perfect. So, tell people how I can get in touch with you.
The department can be reached via email by inquiries at depp.gov.bs. Also, we can be reached 322-4546.
322-4546. All right, gentlemen, anything else you want to let the public know about the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection before we go?
You want to talk about your projects and grant scheme?
The grant scheme.
Sure. You got something you wanted the public to...
I just want to talk about the Bahamas Pine Islands from a grander scheme.
Mm-hmm.
We have the sustainable livelihoods portion of the project, which focuses on natural resource management. Those mm-hmm. natural resources are silvertop palm and cascarilla bark and oil.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the cascarilla bark is used to make Campari, it's used to make vermouth. It has it has medicinal qualities as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's used as an oil repellent. And we are establishing a formalized plantation in Auckland and Crooked Island with that.
Nice.
And we're also establishing a formalized plantation for natural resource management in Red Bays for silvertop palm.
Mm.
So we are seeking to have that project completed, and we're seeking for stakeholder engagement on those islands by the end of next year.
That's excellent. All right, great news. Great stuff. All right, thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in. Best of luck with the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection, and have a great new year as well.
Same right. to you.
Thank you
for having
thank
us.
Thank you, Bahamas.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay tuned.
Is in store, on the go, or both. Let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. So, you know, this was just a show where I'm telling you guys bye. So Revolution's not coming back in the new year. Again, there's no bad blood. There's no acrimony, anything like that. That's just the best thing for myself and my family. And, you know, in life, you're just going to have to make those determinations. Says, man, Juan, I knew I had a funny feeling in my gut this morning. You and your professionalism and accuracy in speech will be sorely missed. You're unforgettable and irreplaceable. All the best for your new adventure. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. Is asking to read the email again slower. Sorry, I didn't see that. It says, I've not always agreed with your point of view. However, the show was enlightening and intriguing. Good luck with your endeavors. See, I'm looking at the plan. I know I'm not great. I'm not that crazy. Someone sent me the original thing they sent out for Village Road, and it says stoplight. It shows a stoplight in front of QC. This says, I'm devastated to hear you're closing your show, but wishing you the best in your future. We'll be sad at lunchtime. No one to listen to. Hope you're keeping in the political loop and will keep us sheep enlightened somehow. Yeah, as I said, I've been ruminating on a number of things for a while, and there are ways to still talk to you that, you know, we'll look at. It says, "Hello, Mr. McCartney. It's Sparky. Though the difference is, I still listen to your show every day, wishing you and your family all the best. I'm still the best chronic caller, LOL." Yeah, well, Sparky, you know, if you want to call tomorrow, we can talk before we go. No problem. You know, there are differences that people often have, and, you know, it doesn't mean those differences have to remain forever. Okay. This says, thank you for your outstanding contribution to the country, Mr. McCartney. All the best to you and your family. I pray that you're not leaving the country as you're very much needed. No, I'm not leaving the country. Y'all are going to have to kick me out of here. Unless something drastic happens. I'm going to be leaving New Providence eventually, certainly. I can't hang out here forever. I can't. Sorry. This says, Mr. McCartney, I'm a comrade of yours. As mentioned in your promo, I miss you already. You've made a great contribution to this country. May God bless you and your family. Thank you. This says, wishing you the best, sir. Love listening to you. Appreciate your mind. Thank you. This is Godspeed, Juan. You're a fair and balanced journalist with a great command of the English language. It was my delight to tune in. Also a man of humility and compassion. You will be missed. Thank you. You're making me blush. This says, I want all the best to you and your family. I listened to your show from day one. I've never called in, but appreciate the stance you took on most of your topics. Man, I'll definitely miss you. Your replacement will have a big shoe to fill. Good luck. It says, well, Juan, where are you going? Just off air. I'm just going off air. We love you in my office and have spirited dialogue about topics you bring to your listening audience. You certainly will be missed. One of my favorite episodes was quite a few years ago when you mimicked the Queen before she passed. It was hilarious. I remember that. Love your ability to bring the humor and the serious. I'm still offering to be your assistant, though. Says, thanks for your service, Juan. You will be missed. Bro, you will be missed, but you're still a Democrat. I'm not no Democrat. Your belief still is in Dr. Fauci, your boy in the fake virus. All the best, bro. Oh, Lord. Says, this will be a difficult time moving forward for talk shows. I remember when you were seeking a name for the show. This has been an exceptional, informative, influential, and neutral show. This show will be greatly missed. Thank you, sir. Thank you. It says, I knew it. I felt you leaving a long time ago. Just last week, I asked Dwight to please, please, please find someone who is passionate, knowledgeable, and as well-read as you are. I'm really shocked to see you go. I'm not shocked because I felt that for months. I really hope Dwight got someone else as good as you. Lock up in the basement where you wish. You're one of my favorite talk shows from day one. I structure all my meetings so that as much as possible they don't cross 12 p.m. Really? My goodness. That's a serious compliment. Thank you. I wish every blessing on you, Paige, and your children. I'm going to go see my psychiatrist now. It won't be that bad. It won't be that bad. It says, will Ms. Campbell Moss be taking your show slot? Nope, Kendanique will not be taking over the show slot. Not immediately, anyway. We'll talk about that tomorrow. How's that? It says, McCartney, you're the best. I wish the best for you, Paige, and the kids. It says, whenever I'm having a bad day, I'd always say, at least I have one McCartney to listen to today. Now, what am I going to do, man? You guys are making me feel guilty now. I'm like, Jesus. I don't know why y'all was dependent on me. I didn't know. I was like that. Says, good afternoon, one. No doubt I'll miss your style of talk radio. I've listened to every one of your shows since day one. You have to be brave, no pun intended, to move on when it's time to move on. God bless you as you move on. You'll do very well in your journey. Thank you. This says, good afternoon. Love your show. One, I'll never forget your recital of the Queen's speech after Hurricane Matthew. That's when I first started listening to you. A little that had me laughing all year, but we will miss your honesty. It stopped after the PLP came to power. Oh, Lord. Had to get it in, eh? Let me get in this one last. Kick him one last time. Now, one, I honestly will miss your show, though. Because all we have now is a bunch of jokers talking garbage all day. Oh, boy. It says, hi, Juan. Just wanted to say thanks, and I will miss the show. You've been a great friend from a distance to my family. When my father was ailing in hospital, and you were kind enough to send an encouraging voice note. When he passed away, you dedicated a segment of your show to him. Oh, I know who this is. We're forever grateful for this. God's blessings to you and your family. I'm sure you'll continue to make a positive impact on those around you, regardless of what you do. P.S. We're somewhat neighbors. Thanks for your help in finally getting our garbage picked up regularly. no problem. Thank you. Season's greetings, Mr. McCartney. On behalf of our group of listeners in the U.S., you're joking about ending this powerful show, The Revolution. No way. Well, in fact, if you are serious, we will miss this airing from our beloved Bahamaland. Thank you for the years of informative, educated, well-researched, and knowledgeable delivered show to our people. I wouldn't call names, but we all wish you much success and blessings in your endeavors. Know that you will do well. Thank you very much. This is, hi, Juan. So sad to hear about the revolution is ending. So sad to hear that the revolution is ending. I've been an avid listener for over 7 years now and genuinely look forward to hearing what you have to say every day. Thanks for always keeping me informed. Your show has definitely caused me to be much more engaged in what is happening in the country. I always anticipate hearing your opinions and will miss tuning in every day. Guess my friends will no longer have to hear what Juan says. Wishing you the best in the new year. Make sure to let us know when the Uncensored podcast is dropping. Yeah. For sure. Thank you. It says, McCartney, thank you, thank you. The narration and explanation / education on various acts, major current affairs issues, in addition to the FTX educational series you conducted, is immensely appreciated. Those may very well define what you brought to the table. In my estimation, you fill the table. I hope to one day hear of Attorney McCartney. God bless. Well, you never know. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Says, good day, good luck. I'm looking forward to seeing Kendra Moss. Kendanique? Yeah. It says, congratulations, Juan, on your new endeavors. It's a sad day for listeners, but I'm happy for you and your family. Or I hope you're not leaving the country. I'm certainly not leaving the country. It says, we'll miss you, Juan. Thank you for elevating the conversation and enlightening us on so many topics. You're welcome. It says, I want all the best to you. Wish you well, and we'll miss your show. Your perspective on matters was and is much needed. Mike from Canada. Thank you very much, Mike from Canada. Best wishes, Juan. We'll miss you educating and uplifting your listeners. Hope you're replaced with someone credible. We don't need a nonsense host talking garbage. Blessings for the new year. Sex. Juan, sound like this is not a prank. You're actually leaving, dang. Great show as usual, Juan. If you're leaving, ban Anton one more time for all time's sake. And also give me the secret to the guava dust. Guava dust. I got to hang on to the guava dust. I shared my guava dust secret with one chef. So if you go somewhere and you had the best guava dust you ever had in your entire life, that person is the one who probably has the secret that I shared. It says, great show as usual, Juan. I'm super late tuning in to the show. Hold on, I hear you're leaving, Juan. Where are you going? People said their time frame during work hours based on your show would gone down. That has gone down. It says, Juan, Anton, them celebrating like they on bay because you won't be holding them accountable. LOL. Enjoy. Blessings, Juan. It says, hi, Juan, just hearing this news. It's selfish, I know, but I'm devastated. This is the only show I plan my activities around. The politicians will really run amok now. I guess I'll do more reading. You're the best. You're one of the few that know subject verb agreement. I cringe at what might come next. All the very best. Juan, you will be missed. I schedule my lunchtime around your show. I look forward to what you had to say. Thank you. And thank you. Thank all of you. Thank you. I heard a rumor you're taking up the PR for SBF. No, I can't help him. His issues are beyond my capabilities. Says, we'll miss you, but I know your ongoing contribution will not stop. Best to you and your family in this season and into the future. Says, Juan, are you serious about this, man? I love your shows. My lunch break was centered around the revolution. I'll miss you. Wishing you continued success in your future endeavors. Says, I also try not to schedule calls/meetings between 12 and 2. Says, my favorite episodes were either those beating on minutes or after Hurricane Matthew with extended power outage. You're ready to sock someone with a hot sour lime. Yeah, I remember that. Thanks. All right. We're gonna take a break? Okay, let's take a break. This says, Juan, this is not a joke, but the whole Bahamas listens to you. Okay. They do. You know, sometimes it's like if you guys have seen Terminator, who hasn't seen at least Terminator 2, if you guys... Sometimes it's like in your head, you're in this booth, you know you're being broadcast and there's so many people listening, but you figure like you're like John Connor and, you know, you're just by yourself really and you don't know if who's out there getting the message. And it's good to know from my everyday life when people like, you know, come up to me that it's getting out there. But stay tuned. I want to say some things and we'll be right back.
We may not have started the chicken wars, but now we come in peace. Pieces, that is. 8 pieces, 12 pieces, 24, 36, and 48 pieces. Introducing our all-new, all-white meat, perfectly seasoned chicken nuggets. Enjoy 8 pieces of our crispy, juicy chicken nuggets. A side of your choice, a biscuit, and a regular-sized beverage for just $8, VAT inclusive. Experience the joy of life with an abundant amount of peace.
Fidelity, we're good for you. With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of Z-Live, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, but I wanted to let you guys know that I want the best for you, right? And we can either live our lives aimlessly or we can live our lives with purpose. And I haven't always agreed with everything everybody is saying or doing, and certainly many, many people have not always agreed with me. But I think the common ground we should all share is, are we doing what's best for our society? Are we making life better? Are we doing good? And we always need to understand that it's never too late to learn, it's never too late to grow, it's never too late to adjust, to get up on your feet and do something. It's never too late. And if I've done anything to inspire you to be a better version of yourself, then I'm grateful and humbled to have had that opportunity. Because I'm not going to like everybody, I'm not going to agree with everybody, but I believe in your capacity and potential to do great things. I believe that we can be better men, be better women, be better stewards of our environment. I believe that we can believe in order and discipline and still approach it with compassion. That's why I get upset, particularly with the way people speak about the Haitian community. We got to figure this thing out, and the invective is not gonna add anything to the discussion. All right, I want you guys to approach these things with a modicum of caution. I want you to also try to be as inclusive as possible. You know, we're not gonna understand everything. We're not gonna be down with everything. But I don't want a society where we exclude people unless they're doing things that are truly harmful to society as a whole, all right? So that's why I don't judge people. You know, the negative parts of it that upset me, I want you to understand why I get upset about them, so, and use it to maybe appeal to the better angels of our humanity. And I want you to look at people not so much as the color of their skin, or if they're a man or a woman, if they're Haitian, Bahamian, Jamaican, Chinese, whatever, Greek. I want you to look at people in terms of, are we good people? Are we doing what's right? Are we always trying to wake up and do the right thing? And that's how I live my life. And am I doing what God has called me to do? These are the things that are my guiding principles. And I'm not saying it to get all sentimental. I'm saying it so that if I can leave anything with you to help you have understood where I was coming from, it'd be that. All right. I don't like lying. I don't like dishonesty. That doesn't mean I've never been dishonest. That doesn't mean I've never lied. But we're not going to get anywhere if we're lying to each other, if we're not being honest with each other. When there are problems, there are problems. And I don't want to create an environment like that. And so work on yourselves and then hold the people in positions of power accountable as well and demand them to be better, to do better, to elevate themselves. And so here's what I'll leave you with. Says, are you going into the priesthood? No. They wouldn't have me. I might as well brief you. So, priesthood, that's rich. I want you to, and we will be back tomorrow, but I don't want to leave you with this. And if I could leave you with this thing, it's to set the expectation of yourself to grow and to develop as people. And if you have that expectation, then we could start making that expectation of others. Too often we don't expect enough of ourselves, and we ask others to do the work that we're not willing to do. So I'm willing to do the work, and I'm willing to try to be a better one. And I think if you've listened to the show, as some of you have said from the very beginning, you've realized that I've evolved on some things, right? I've matured over the years, as you should. If you're not growing, it's a problem. All right? Let's always try to grow. Let's always try to read more, to understand more, to inquire more. Let's try to be open to shifting our point of view if we have more and or better information about a set of subjects. Let's be opening to listening to people who may know better, but also let's be very critical of what we're being told. All right? I'll read a couple more of these. It says, is today's show the last show? I'm so lost there. Today's show is not the last show, and you'll understand better tomorrow why I'm doing this today. But today's show is not the last show. So it's a good day, Juan. While I'm happy, I'll finally be able to be productive during the hours of 12 and 2. I'm very sad to hear you'll be leaving. My husband calls you my boyfriend because I'm so devoted to listening to you. I don't want no trouble now. It says, I wish you all the best in all of your endeavors, and Guardian Radio won't be the same without you. Thank you very much. It says, I'm going to date myself, but I'm so proud of you young professionals. Hopefully, we'll continue the revolution in this country. It was a pleasure learning on the various topics. Godspeed. Thank you very much. This says, hey, Juan, you make a great replacement for Clint. All the best to you and your family. Blessings, as always. This says, Juan, what in the entire expletive deleted? Is this a prank? No, it's true. This says, hey, big bro, I'm older than you. Love your humor, deep info analysis, and I respect anyone who recites Tupac, no cap. I learned a lot from you. You always keep it layman for us average, my boy. Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, the thing is this. I want you to understand, too. There's nothing people tell you. Often people tell you, well, you sound arrogant and condescending if you're educated on a point or intelligent, if you speak properly, if you speak correctly. I was born here just like all of you. All right? I was born in Princess Margaret Hospital. Never hide your light. All right? Never hide your light. Never self-diminish your own talent because you don't want to be seen as trying to show off or be the best you can be. Always, 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 always. Try to be the best version of yourself and never apologize for it. We'll be back tomorrow for God's Spears Life. And you'll get some more information then about the way forward. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.